fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and I want to continue to really finalize what the theme that I've been talking about all week long here. One of the fundamental core elements of the new evangelization. The new evangelization is a theme that the Catholic Church talks a great deal about in these days, and it's an important priority. It's really the extension of the Great Commission itself, that is the words of Jesus, the command of Jesus to his apostles and really to all the baptized to go forward in his name and tell the whole world to bear witness to the truth of his resurrection from the dead and his ascension into eternal life at the right hand of the Father, to tell the world that the new creation has begun in Jesus Christ, that the sacrifice of Christ has been offered for sin. Number two, that salvation can therefore come to the whole world because our sins can now be forgiven. We've been talking about that all week long. And it's important to get it because the new evangelization isn't just about hospitality. It's not just about getting the church remodeled or starting a small group or whatever. There's all kinds of things that are secondary and tertiary that are important part of being able to reach people and to open our hearts to other folks, to make them feel welcome enough so that we can win their trust, so that we can share with them the fundamental truth that's at the core of the message. But there is no true evangelization, recent popes have reminded us, if the message of Jesus and the person of Jesus is not communicated. And what is at the very essence of the message of Jesus is, of course, the John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life. God is love. We want to tell people that Jesus Christ is God's son and he comes to us in love. But at the heart of the proclamation of the gospel, the way in which human beings can come to understand that love is to know why he came. You can't understand who Jesus is, and you can't grasp his love unless you really know why he came. Jesus came to die. That's why he entered the world. He came to die a unique death in fulfillment of the teaching of the people of Israel, the prophets. Jesus is the Messiah of the Jews who came for a purpose, and that is to become a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus came to deal with the sin problem. He came to break the power of sin that dominates every human heart. Scripture is clear. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. People say, no, wait a minute. I'm a good person. I don't need that. I don't need that for my life. You're a good person. In the words of Jesus Christ, there's no one good but God. Yes, God created us, and therefore we are good in that sense. But on our own resources, we are not the source of our own goodness. We're good friends only insofar as we share in God's goodness, who is truly good, goodness itself. And what separates us from that goodness is something in us called sin. That's why Jesus came. He came to die. And so helping people, the new evangelization has to be, at some point, helping people come to see that they too are under the reign of sin, that sin has power over their lives. We have to help people see that. Too often, preachers, teachers, leaders don't want to talk about sin because it's unpopular, because it's negative. In people's minds, it's negative. They don't want to hear any bad news. They just want to hear good news. And so it's avoided. We all know that bad preaching, sort of angry preachers from the pulpit, condemning people, is a bad thing. That's not the heart of Jesus Christ. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen it. I heard years ago it used to happen sometimes in the Catholic Church. I haven't seen it myself in my life and all the thousands of homilies that I've heard. I haven't seen anything like that. But there's no way we can come to know the love of God in Christ and that beautiful word, his mercy. The tender mercy of God has come into the world. The tender mercy of God is a loving Father who does not come to condemn us for our sin or to destroy us or hold us accountable for the sin on the level of having to pay the price ourselves. In his tender love and mercy, his son has come to become a sacrifice for for our sins. The conversation in evangelization has to get there, the reason Jesus came. That answers the question, well, what does it have to do with me? What it has to do with you is that you too are under sin. You too live in darkness. And people say, oh, come on, not true. I'm enlightened. What are you talking about? I'm an educated, successful, happy, good person. I don't need that kind of vibe in my life. I don't need that kind of language in my life. I like a different kind of Jesus, you know, the Jesus who, you know, cares for the poor and the Jesus who helps us all feel better about ourselves and a tolerant Jesus. So, well, sure enough, Jesus is totally committed to loving the poor. But he's totally committed to loving you too, because you're poor. You're poor in spirit. You don't even know the true condition of your life. You might be smart, you might be rich, but you don't have any wisdom. You don't have any wisdom about the true condition of your life. You're still in darkness. And I don't say that because I'm so good and I just say because it's a fact. That's the same thing I had to come to terms with. It's what Jesus told Paul and the apostles. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. Come from darkness to light. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know that he's the creator, he's the one through whom all things were made, he's the one for whom you were made. You were made for him, to please him, not you. If you don't know that, friend, you're in darkness. He wants to come and show you. Well, we're a little bit frightened by the fact of having to live for someone else other than for ourselves. We don't like that because we don't think we can be happy. We want to be in charge. We want to be happy. We want to be the master of our own destiny. We want our lights to shine. We want to walk the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We want our lights to be in Vegas, whatever it is for us. We want to be in the top floor of the bank. We just know what we want and what makes us happy and what we want to do with our free time and how we want to manage our lives. I want my life to be under my control. I live for myself. Yes, I'm kind to other people. I make donations here. I give to the March of Dimes. I do this, that, and the other thing. You know, I give money to the art museum. But that's all in under our control. And so we're living without God at the center of life. That's enough to know you're in darkness. Because, friend, everything we do, our big penthouse suite, our yachts, our vacation homes, our big business trips, our jets, our entertainment, all of it's going to pass away. It's all going away. And the truth is, a day is coming. It's not far off when you'll be stripped of all of it through death. You can't take any of it with you, your fortune, your idols, none of it. It's all going away. And then you will stand naked, without power, pretense, without masks, without all the security blankets in your life, and you will stand before the living God. That living God is Jesus Christ, the Lord, the one whom the Father has exalted. And he said, every knee will bend before him, and every tongue is going to confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And the fundamental question of our life, what really determines success, is did you say yes to Jesus Christ? Did you bend your knee to the one who's been exalted, who's come to save you and give you a share in his glory, who's offered you his precious blood as mercy, to cleanse you, to save you, to bring you home to the Father, your heart's desire, whether you know it or not. Friend, if you die with all the money in the world, and you die completely covering your bucket list over and over again, with the adulation and the respect of everybody in the world, and you die without God at the center of your life is a complete failure. It's a complete failure. If you don't see that, you're in darkness. Friend, you know there's more. You long for more. Slow down and listen to your own heart. The depths of your heart is the voice of God, saying, come follow me. I want to give you the kingdom prepared for you by my Father. But you got to come on my terms. You can say, no, I'm good. I mean, I'm going to heaven. I mean, if there's a heaven, I'm going. I'm just a good person. The apostles asked Jesus the question of the Pharisees when they tried to trip him up about what was, you know, if they ate something that was declared unclean, would they be unclean? And would they be defiled? And Jesus said, it's not what comes from outside a man that defiles him, but from within. And then he diagnosed the human heart perfectly. He said, look into your hearts. What comes from within? Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, lust, unforgiveness, rage, violence, lying, cheating, stealing, fornication, adultery, homosexual acts, all that stuff. I mean, it goes on and on. Where does that come from? It comes from the human heart. And each one of us has some of that in us. And that's what separates us from God. And that's why Jesus died on a cross. Because he loves you so much. He loves you so much. While you were yet a sinner like me, he died for you. He wants to bring you home. The question is, will we drop our idols? Will we stop genuflecting to the world, genuflecting to ourselves, our own will, running after the girls, the gold, and the glory, whatever it is? If we're ready to let those things go, we can be saved. But in the end, when we stand before the judgment seat of God, if we rolled the dice and we decided we didn't want to give up things that were inconsistent with his call in our life and we didn't want to get serious about God, we didn't want to enthrone Jesus Christ in our heart and live for him, what we will see on that day before him, Jesus won't have to say a word. We're going to see in our hearts with great horror and shock that for our own ego, we gave up a kingdom, the kingdom of God and the love of God, that eternal precious treasure for what? For what? Fame and fun that's all passing away? Friend, Jesus came to bring you into the light and me into the light. And here's Hebrews talking about Jesus' sacrifice. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Then to wait until his enemies should be made a stool for his feet, for by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to this. Another saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after these days. I will put my laws into their heart and write it upon their minds. Jesus wants to make covenant with you. He wants to write his law on your heart, the law of love. Jesus is bringing all his enemies under his feet. That who are the enemies of God? Those who resist the offer of salvation. Don't wait, friends. Make your life totally meaningful today. Receive your Lord. Receive your Master. Say yes to him. Accept his word into your heart. Repent of your sin and turn to him. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.